Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
And today I'm talking to Angela Morgan. Angela, what made you decide to fly around the world in a helicopter?
People often ask me why I decided to do it, but I'm surprised they don't ask, why did you wait so long? Because I'm 57 now. I'm sorry I didn't do it years ago, because it was such a wonderful experience. But the main purpose for going was to collect £500,000 for sick children by getting different companies to pay us money for each kilometre that we flew.
And now everyone calls you the flying grandmother.
Yes. The thing about growing older is that you don't feel any different inside, so you have to do as much as you can while you can. I'm healthy, and my own children are grown up, so I was free to go.
And what about preparing for the trip?
Well, it took 5 months to plan. I was going to go with my husband, but he couldn't take time off work. Instead, I made the trip with my flying teacher, who became a great friend while she was teaching me to fly 3 years ago. I passed my flying test after 2 weeks, found it quite easy.
And what was the trip like?
It was really exciting flying over so many different countries. The only thing was that we weren't able to spend much time sightseeing because we only stopped to get water and to camp. We took very little with us, but we did have tents and cooking things to use at night. We had to spend 2 days in Thailand because of an engine problem, but that was the longest we spent anywhere. Fortunately, nothing else went wrong, so we just kept on going after that.
What did you enjoy most about the trip?
The most wonderful thing about flying was seeing the differences in the countryside as we flew across 26 countries in 97 days. We flew over oceans and close to mountains. Sometimes it was quite frightening, but we didn't travel when it was dark. We spent several nights camping in the desert, and the sky was just full of stars. I made a video of the trip. You'll see it in a minute.
Was there anything that you missed while you were away?
Well, to my surprise, I didn't miss going to work or going out to restaurants or films. The most difficult thing was sitting still all the time. I normally play tennis and swim several times a week, so I started to feel very unfit. I missed hot water and proper showers sometimes too, but not as much as I thought I would.
Now listen again.
And today I'm talking to Angela Morgan. Angela, what made you decide to fly around the world in a helicopter?
People often ask me why I decided to do it, but I'm surprised they don't ask, why did you wait so long? Because I'm 57 now. I'm sorry I didn't do it years ago, because it was such a wonderful experience. But the main purpose for going was to collect £500,000 for sick children by getting different companies to pay us money for each kilometre that we flew.
And now everyone calls you the flying grandmother.
Yes. The thing about growing older is that you don't feel any different inside, so you have to do as much as you can while you can. I'm healthy, and my own children are grown up, so I was free to go.
And what about preparing for the trip?
Well, it took 5 months to plan. I was going to go with my husband, but he couldn't take time off work. Instead, I made the trip with my flying teacher, who became a great friend while she was teaching me to fly 3 years ago. I passed my flying test after 2 weeks, found it quite easy.
And what was the trip like?
It was really exciting flying over so many different countries. The only thing was that we weren't able to spend much time sightseeing because we only stopped to get water and to camp. We took very little with us, but we did have tents and cooking things to use at night. We had to spend 2 days in Thailand because of an engine problem, but that was the longest we spent anywhere. Fortunately, nothing else went wrong, so we just kept on going after that.
What did you enjoy most about the trip?
The most wonderful thing about flying was seeing the differences in the countryside as we flew across 26 countries in 97 days. We flew over oceans and close to mountains. Sometimes it was quite frightening, but we didn't travel when it was dark. We spent several nights camping in the desert, and the sky was just full of stars. I made a video of the trip. You'll see it in a minute.
Was there anything that you missed while you were away?
Well, to my surprise, I didn't miss going to work or going out to restaurants or films. The most difficult thing was sitting still all the time. I normally play tennis and swim several times a week, so I started to feel very unfit. I missed hot water and proper showers sometimes too, but not as much.